Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we'll continue to see some tropical showers today. Those are those big, billowy, white and gray clouds that pop up and then produce downpours for a few minutes, and then sun comes right back out again. Not as many as yesterday, as we did end up with quite a few showers yesterday. The rainfall amounts were paltry in many cases, but it did pour in most spots, or in quite a few spots, for at least a brief time. Average rainfall was a tenth to a half inch. Even the International Airport finally got some measurable rain for the first time in nearly 2 weeks, even though it was just 2/10 of an inch. And there were just a couple of isolated spots that did manage more, up to a much as a half inch to an inch of rain. Well, now we go into a drier pattern after today's scattered showers, and even today, not as much as yesterday, but you get underneath one of these showers, it can briefly rain heavily, and then it's gone. And it has a tendency to end and diminish by late afternoon as drier air moves in from the Atlantic, and the sea breeze pushes what showers and storms develop well inland. And then tomorrow and Saturday are pretty dry but hot. An isolated shower or thunderstorm will still develop, but it'll be very hit and miss. Plenty of dry hours, and many spots will go a couple of days without seeing any rain at all. Temperatures will reach the low to mid-90s. Tendency to be a little bit cooler at the beaches with that wind off the Atlantic, where there'll continue to be a somewhat elevated rip current risk as well. Always swimming and surfing with a lifeguard and as near and with a buddy, if at all possible. And then on Sunday and Monday, we get back into a pattern with a little bit better chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will stay seasonably hot, between 90 and 95 degrees. In the tropics, of course, it's active. Tropical storm Gonzalo was upgraded yesterday morning and continues to work its way westbound, headed for the southeastern Caribbean. We could see Gonzalo briefly attain hurricane strength, but conditions do not appear to be very favorable for maintaining this storm once into the Caribbean. We'll continue to carefully track it. If it can survive that area over the eastern Caribbean, conditions look a little more favorable again over the northwestern Caribbean next week, but it would have to survive that transit of higher shear and drier air that it's about to encounter end of the week and into the weekend. In the Gulf of Mexico, we continue to have a tropical disturbance that has a really good chance of becoming at least a depression, if not a tropical storm. The next name on the Atlantic list is Hannah. That would roll into Texas Friday and Friday night with some heavy rain. Doesn't appear to be a real strong system, but could be a soaker. And then we also have a couple of tropical waves coming off the coast of Africa that certainly bear watching. In the East Pacific, we have Douglas, which attained hurricane strength yesterday. It's the fourth latest that a hurricane's ever developed in the East Pacific. That's usually a more active basin earlier in the season versus the Atlantic. And Douglas, most interesting thing is that it's headed toward Hawaii and should be near the Big Island Sunday and Sunday night, perhaps as at least a strong tropical storm. By the way, mentioning first, Gonzalo is the earliest that we've ever been to the G name, the seventh named storm of the season. It beat Gert back in 2005 by 2 days, and the average seventh named storm over the Atlantic Basin, not until September 16th, so way earlier than average. There's always more, of course, involving the tropics in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. I've also posted a new Burrish blog, includes the tropics, Arctic sea ice melt, our launch to Mars a week from today, and the longest lightning strike on record occurring over South America. That, again, is in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.